Well, the return is 'n oproep tot bekering, om jouself te verootmoedig en weg te draai van jou verkeerde weë, om persoonlik en gesamentlik met 'n diepe berou en bekering na God te kom, om voorbidding te doen vir ons land, vir genade, verlossing, genesing, herlewing, herstel en die vervulling van God se plan met ons land en met elkeen wat binne ons landsgrense woon. Nou vandag gesels ons met Graham Power, uitvoerende voorsitter van die Power Group, wat die gebedsinisiatief wat eersdaags begin. Good morning Graham, welcome to the show.
Goeiemôre, good morning. Joy to chat with you guys again this morning.
Graham, why is it important for South Africans to pray?
Well, first of all, I think at the moment, with COVID, lockdown, all the challenges that our nation is facing, unemployment, corruption, the poverty, there's hopelessness out there. And, you know, this initiative, The Return, started with some guy in the U.S. that put out this challenge, praying for America and many countries around the world, including South Africa, just said, you know what, we have such a big challenge. Let us take this time of praying for our nation. And so we've got this 10 days of prayer from the 18th till the 28th. And then on the 26th of September, that's a Saturday, from 3 till 4:30, there's going to be a 1.5 hour live broadcast on Facebook and YouTube with leaders from across our nation that will really be looking at what are the key challenges and how can we stand together as a nation to pray for South Africa. We need it now more than ever.
Yes. And what does the Return SA Prayer Initiative entail?
So all the details are available on the website, www.thereturnsa.org. There's also a Facebook page, The Return South Africa. And so on there, we've got a, it won't take you more than 5 or 6 minutes to read through that prayer initiative per day. But really our encouragement to people is to take 20 to 30 minutes a day over those 10 days and to pray together. And you know, the intent was to ask about 100 cities in South Africa to register their city and their town. As of now, it's at 220. Mm. And so it's exciting to see how this thing, and there's such a desperation out there. There's such a concern. In some ways, there's even been fear, you know. And so I'm really excited to see how this thing has really gained such momentum and such energy because of the frustrations that, you know, all of us are facing.
So how do I or my church or my small group get involved? I know you just mentioned the website right now. Is that the way that we would access this?
Absolutely. So individuals, congregations, groups, even your workplace and so forth can register. And so all the details are available there. And we really want to ask people just to register their area. And if, you know, you're in Bellville and there's already a group or three groups registered, register your group as well. And through that, we will get to know and be able to link up with people that are praying together. So the let's just say day one, there's a short detail, a few scriptures, and so forth. As an individual, it probably won't take you more than 6 minutes to work through it. But really the important thing is to say, can we jointly pray that prayer and then know that across our nation there would be tens of thousands of people that are praying on day one, on Saturday the 19th, on day two, the Sunday, etc., through till the 28th. And I'm really excited that you, as Radio Tigerberg, have always been just such an anchor and friends with us as we've taken on these initiatives. Mm-hmm. And I know that you are going to be rolling this out daily for the 10 days and also, of course, on the 26th to see how you can also broadcast a lot of what's taking place.
Yeah. Graham, maybe on a more personal note, what role does prayer play in your life?
Sure. You know, Anton, you and I have done some interesting things. We've climbed Kilimanjaro together. We've done some exciting and some challenging things. To say that 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the scripture that I carry on my arm every day. And it says, if my people who are called by my name will, number one, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, what we call ethics, values, and clean living, unashamedly ethical. Then God says, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive your sin, and heal your land. I'm of the view that every one of us each day needs to take a few minutes and be still. that we need to, our dealings that we do in business, out there, that we need to be ethical in all we do. And then I believe that God will forgive my sin and heal my land, me, my family, my workplace, my ministry, my sports club, wherever I'm involved. So I believe, Anton Yeslondo, we went to Newlands in 2001. Mm-hmm. At that point, we had 22 bombs that had exploded in Cape Town in 18 months. From that day till today, I do not know of a single bomb that's exploded in our city. I will never underestimate the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yo, fantastic. Graham, bye, donkey. Thank you very much. It was awesome chatting to you, always is. And we look forward to this.
Thank you, Graham.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.